Repent and be converted. St. Helena, California, July 3, 1912. In the night season, there was represented to me the great need of thorough changes among us as a people, and especially in our households. I was shown that reformations must be wrought in families that have long professed to serve the Lord, but whose lives have not been acceptable in His sight. There is need of repentance and conversion, and in every family there needs to be a diligent seeking unto God, for we are living amidst the perils of the last days. Soon the time of trouble will break upon us, and unless decided changes are made, there will be few prepared to meet the Lord. Many will lose the eternal rewards prepared for the people who walk in all the ways of the Lord. Many are the temptations to worldliness and self-indulgence that are seeking to find place among us as a people, and many who profess to believe in the near return of Christ are falling under their allurements. Many are refusing to walk humbly before God, refusing the invitation to follow on to know the Lord. Though privileged with great light, they fail to respond to its influence. Calls for laborers and means are constantly coming in, but a spirit that is strange to the Spirit of Christ is cherished. Men and women are closing their hearts to the call to deny self and yield their lives to God's guidance. Worldliness and selfishness are depriving the church of rich blessings. A great work of soul-saving is to be carried forward in a sensible, persevering manner in the homes of our own people. Upon fathers and mothers rests the great responsibility of this work. Let parents now repent of their past neglect, and taking up the work that God is pointing out should be done, do it with earnestness and diligence. Parents are to labor disinterestedly for their children. How much these youth and children need to experience the converting power of God. Their spirit of worldliness and love of self-indulgence needs to be overcome. They need to prove the efficacy of the atoning blood of Christ. Christ will save to the uttermost all who will come unto God by Him. He will receive them if they will come in repentance and faith. Ask, and ye shall receive, the Savior declares. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Matthew 7, verse 7. Parents, I appeal to you to examine closely your lives and characters. Are you guiding your children in the path cast up for the ransomed of the Lord to walk in? Or are they molding their lives to their own pleasing? What account will you give, fathers and mothers, of your accountability in the home? How are you appropriating the Lord's goods? What will you answer when God demands of you an account of your stewardship? I pray that individually parents may bring these questions home to their hearts. It is the duty and the privilege of every family to learn to economize in the expenditure of means. For every dollar that can possibly be spared should be used to help in the advancement of God's work in the earth. The Lord calls upon every church member to use every dollar wisely, that there may be that with which to help in bringing souls to Christ. Let every dollar that is not positively needed flow into the treasury. The means which you might use in unnecessary trimmings, in indulgences which you will be better without, give to help the work in home and foreign fields. When selfish indulgence is put away, and men and women and youth learn to deny self, that the message of truth may be given to the world, a spirit will come into the church that will prepare hearts for the kingdom of God. There are whole families amongst us who need to experience the transforming power of God. They have the form of godliness, but they have not the mark of Christlikeness upon them. They are not being conformed to His image. I have heard men and women in congregations claiming to be led and taught by God, when this was entirely untrue, and they were misrepresenting God by their words. These souls needed to have their eyes anointed with the heavenly eye salve. They needed to know by an experimental knowledge what the power of an indwelling Christ can accomplish in the life. Parents, the Lord requires that you take up the duties devolving upon you as professed followers of Christ. The work before you requires faith, dependence on God, a humble, patient, forbearing spirit. Do not increase your difficulties by losing control of your passions. When you are tempted to lose your temper, pray for self-control. Do not speak until you can speak calmly. Do not scold or fret. Scolding never yet brought up a child in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Strict justice and discipline should be maintained, but this can be done without scolding and outbursts of temper. Study the Word. Practice the Word. There is a wrong way and a right way for all families to follow. Oh, how greatly I desire that fathers and mothers shall be aroused to a sense of their accountability to God and take up their responsibilities in His fear. Let ministers act their part intelligently. I listened to the words of some who were pleading excuses, but they could say nothing that justified them in the neglect of duties that God has laid upon every shepherd of the flock. In the early days of this message, our workers preached the truth amidst great difficulties. They had not sufficient means for the work, though they sacrificed wherever this was possible. But in spite of difficulties, the work advanced. Men and women heard the reasons of our faith and were convinced of the truth. And today a great work is to be done, and the Lord, who is rich in grace, will not withhold His Spirit from those who serve Him in the same spirit of self-denial and devotion. The message we bear to the world is to be preached as the savor of life unto life to all who receive it. The men chosen for the work of preaching should be men who act under the dictation of the Spirit of God. At this time, all kinds of false theories are spreading darkness and confusion among men. Without the aid of the Spirit of God, we cannot do the work that God desires to see accomplished. Many of our ministers dwell too largely upon theory. There needs to be the uplifting of Him who is the author of all truth. I am instructed to say to our ministering brethren, take heed to thyself and to the doctrine. Preach the Word. Exemplify in your lives, in your homes, the meekness that was revealed in Christ's life. As you have received greater light than many, let that light be seen in your lives in a transformed experience. Show that you have an intelligent knowledge and that you speak the truth from the heart. Lift up Jesus and remember that Christ spent much time in prayer. Bring Christ with you into all your family relations and carry Him with you into the pulpit. When you bear the credentials of heaven, you will reveal Christ in your private as well as in your public life. Your wife and children will know that Jesus is with you and will recognize you as a laborer together with God. Walk humbly with God. Educate your children to keep all of His commandments, for only as commandment keepers can they have a place in the kingdom of Christ. Make the kingdom of heaven your first consideration. Heed the warnings given in the Word. You cannot afford to neglect any preparation essential to meet the struggles of the closing days of earth's history. Make earnest, true work for repentance. Bring your children to God in prayer. Never encourage them in worldliness or impenitence by manifesting indifference to their spiritual welfare. By precept and by example, teach them the importance of obeying God. As you live the truth before your families, you will train your children for the future in mortal life. The minister is set as a guardian of the youth. then act your part as faithful watchmen. You are acquainted with the history of ancient Israel. You know the lessons that God would teach from their failures and victories. You will have to give account to God for the light and understanding that you have and did not use for the warning and encouragement of those with whom you were called to deal. My brethren, you should fear to delay the works of righteousness that as the Lord's appointed agencies you are charged to do. The Lord grant you clear eyesight, that you may see the work before you. May He give you a mind and heart that are willing to surrender fully to His purposes. God forbid that any should continue in indifference. Could you see the perils as they are presented to me, you would put forth most earnest efforts for the salvation of the youth. You cannot meet the Lord in peace if you neglect the responsibilities that rest upon you as parents and guardians of the youth.